Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, little Jimi Hendrix, bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Take our poll question. We have a different poll question on the homepage right there. It's easy. Click your answer, and you'll see how the poll is going so far. And all the other things there that you can do. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes on any topic under the sun. We got what you need there. Karen Cortell Reisman has deposited a great degree of a great amount of wisdom and energy and information with us over the years. So her suite is there. She has her own little suite there in our website, Karen Cortell Reisman. That's also her website.com on the end of that. And you can find all of the things, right? All of your DVDs, your recordings,
right.
all different things.
I have two books I've written.
There you go.
And DVDs and CDs. I have a nice learning tool section.
Now, I've got 22 Ways to Blow It as a Communicator. That's one of your books?
Well, that's one of the things that you get when you sign up for my e-zine. My books are The Naked Truth About Giving Great Speeches.
Right.
And that's right. It's 22 Ways to Reveal Your Presentation Skills. And The Naked Truth About Selling, 22 Vital Communication Skills.
Right.
Those are my two books.
Well, let's keep talking about this X factor. And one of the things that's a big deal is what the individual owner, the business owner, their impact on the culture of the company. Talk to us about that.
That's exactly right. Or everybody that works in your company, what you bring to the mix and how you can try to figure out what works for you and what you have control over. And those are the only areas that you can affect. But the last thing I wanted to talk about, Jim, is the great customer. And in order to have a great business, you've got to have those customers.
Mm-hmm.
And since my field of expertise is communication, I want to give our listeners 4 steps to have empathic communication, to be empathetic when you communicate with your phenomenal customers and sometimes with your customers where things are not going so well. And so step number one, listen before you speak. One of the hardest parts about communicating is to not communicate. If you take the word listen and you flip around all the letters, it equals the word silent.
Ah.
And so if we can be silent and listen before you speak, that's number one. And then number two, when there's something difficult that has to be discussed, tell what you know and don't know. And sometimes that's what I would say if this were crisis communication. You've got to tell what you know, and you have to tell what you don't know, even if that is difficult to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then number three, name the feeling. Sometimes somebody comes in and they're really, really angry, and all they want to do is vent. And what we tend to do is start to become defensive when what really diffuses the situation is just saying, gosh, you really sound upset, or wow, you really are having a bad day. Just naming the feeling can make the one who's unraveling go, oh, you really understand me, and then the entire conversation can become calmer, and then that becomes my fourth and final step, is to stay calm, which is sometimes difficult to do when you've got an irate customer. Now, always, for the people listening in your realm, Jim, are all having great days and nobody's doing
They're having great phone days. I want to come back, though, to this thing about the customer, the third point you made about customers. You know, sometimes we don't interrupt them because we're being defensive. I'm not saying that doesn't happen. But a lot of times we interrupt them because we think we know how to solve their problem, and we think that's the reason they've come in there is because they have a problem. They want us to solve their problem, when the truth is, in many cases, they just want to say what they have on their mind, at least first. They want to get it off their chest because they probably have been rehearsing it. They probably have been role-playing it. They've been saying it out loud to themselves for anywhere from an hour to 3 days.
And what we really want is if somebody is unhappy in our company as a customer, we really do want them to come in and tell us what's going on, because typically they don't. They just leave.
At that point, your customer is your best friend.
Exactly. In fact, you want to thank them.
Yeah.
Thank them for telling you if something is wrong.
Right. Exactly. Absolutely. The first one. Remind me the first one.
Number one, listen before you speak.
Yeah. This is, of course, we all know about the old thing about you have two ears and one mouth, use them proportionally. That's hard for a lot of people, especially for talk show hosts, Karen.
I'm laughing.
Yeah. But the thing is when you're, especially when you're with a customer, they have the information that you need to be successful. You don't have that information. If you did, you wouldn't need the customer. So that's one good reason to plan to listen. Karen, would you give us your website one more time, please?
Sure. It's Karen, K-A-R-E-N. Cortell Reisman, C-O-R-T-E-L-L, Reisman starts with an R as in red, E-I-S-M-A-N.com.
Thank you, Karen, for being here. Good job today. See you next time.
Thank you.
Karen Cortell Reisman, she'll be back. I will be too after these messages. I'm Jim Blessingame. Here's Marvin Gaye to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.